Yeah, so the bill's about renaming our 911 operators as first responders, because that's truly what they are. And, you know, when they're the first ones to get that call. They're the first ones who calm that person on the other end of the line. They're the first ones reaching out and responding to the fire stations to get trucks moving or ambulance crews. And they're truly the first responders. So we thought it was important to identify them correctly, but it also opens up some opportunities for some different care, specifically some mental health opportunities for those new first responders now. So that was really what the driving force was to get them properly identified so they could receive some of the proper needed care that goes along with the stress of their job also.
And it's always nice when you get basically unanimous support from both sides of the aisle. And I know there probably was some other, you know, law enforcement or whatever working groups that, you know, help kind of lobby for the legislation.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is very supportive, as you said, from both the House and the Senate and the Association of Firefighters, just a lot of different organizations that came forward to support the legislation and helped us get that passed through unanimously. Because, you know, as I said, it is important that that these benefits that are received by other first responders should go to those 911 operators as first responders too. So it is a great bill. I was extremely pleased and happy that Senator Anderson reached out to me and asked me to carry his legislation.